It's the law. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Loft. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our Lighthouse Spotlight feature for the day is Queen LaDonna Marie. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. I am well, and I'm just great. I'm glad to be here, like super excited.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all get ready. Here we go. Going to be a special. Morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Loft. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email a friend, text a friend, phone a friend, man. Tell them to join in. They are not going to want to miss this episode right here. Let's go. Here we go, ladies. Welcome to The Loft. We're still celebrating Queen's, her story, your story, my story, our story. And let's give God all the glory. Let's go.
Oh,
What's up, everybody? It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day. Yes. Let's go. This is what we do. Turn up. Shine a light. Shine a light. Shine a light.
Trying to shut me up. Trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off because I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs. Throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off because I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up. Trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. Our Lighthouse Spotlight feature is here. Queen LaDonna Marie. She is a multi-award-winning bestseller, a poet, a faith-based speaker. Good morning. Welcome, ma'am, to the loft.
Thank you so much. I feel welcomed already. I'm so excited to be here. I love always speaking and talking to new audiences. So thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tell everybody on the loft who Miss LaDonna Marie is.
So LaDonna Marie is an encourager. She's an empower. I love to empower and motivate others to learn their best self. LaDonna Marie had to do that for herself. I grew up just encouraging myself through coming through times of being misunderstood. And so all of my life, what God did for me, I reach back and I do it for others. And so as a mother, as a pastor, as a life coach, as a CEO of nonprofit Planting Positive Seeds, I pour back into others that which God did for me.
Oh, wow. Amazing. 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 If you don't mind, let's talk about that a little bit. Your nonprofit, can you elaborate a little more on that? That's awesome.
Yeah. So the title of my nonprofit is called Planting Positive Seeds. And it was founded in 2013 to help disenfranchise women and girls, to help them to become emotional well and stability, have emotional stability. We have six different initiatives, and we do global and community outreach and local outreach. We have a Resilient Queens mentoring that we do. We do a Fayette toy drive that we give toys to single moms and those with low income. Wow. We also do suicide prevention and awareness, because I attempted to commit suicide at the age of 14, and so I pour back into others so that they won't feel as I feel, to share the love and to give awareness. And we also have a scholarship fund in which we give to girls that are graduating from high school, going into college, and we usually give them a scholarship to just help them to have some extra money to pay for books or any thing that they would need, you know, in that transition from high school to college. And I believe in planting positive seeds in the lives of others, because that's what, like I said, again, that's what God did for me. Mm-hmm. And he told me to help him get his children, and to help him get them is to show them that love, to show them that someone cares. And then also, not only in word, but in deeds, to practically be on the ground, that are helping, that are outreaching, and that are bringing them together to get the access to things that they need.
Well, that's awesome. I think that is great. And how can people learn more about your nonprofit organization, and how can we reach you?
So they can go over to my website. We have an amazing website, which is www.plantingpositiveseeds.com, and you can find all the amazing things that we've been up to from 2013 up until now to present. We also are on Instagram under Planting Positive Seeds Inc. And we also have a Facebook page, which is called Planting Positive Seeds. And so you will see the nonprofit. You'll see my face and some of the other board members and volunteers that we have, and ambassadors that we have that help us, you know, across the state and also out of the country.
Absolutely. That's actually beautiful. I think that's needed a lot more. And it has to give you a great feeling to be able to pour back, because it was poured into you. Ooh, has to.
I love it, because let me tell you, when I first started, I started just by hearing the Lord. Like he said, help me to get my children. And he had told me on I was in California on a ride, and I'm gonna be brief, but we were riding, and the Lord started to speak to me, and I could hear him so loud and clear. And he told me then that I was going to have a conference. And at that moment, I knew it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And I didn't say how, I didn't say, you know, what I'm going to do. I just said, okay. And so 3 months later, the Lord helped me to, from the ground up, build this first conference, which I had was called a Youth for Christ Conference in 2013. I did it by obedience. There were about 45 people there. My sons were like little and young, but I wanted to bridge the gap in the community to show the younger kids and the younger adults that, you know, we have some people who can model for you, be perfect role models for you in using their gifts and using their talents. And then also giving back, being positive role models. And so from that day on, all the way up into 2021, we did a toy drive Christmas for the homes. We end up giving for 6 families, 11 kids, gifts for Christmas Eve, just in time. For Christmas Day. And so I'm proud, because we not only help those locally, but globally. We've reached out to Kenya, Africa, in the year of 2020. And so we have, you know, many other things on the horizon. And, you know, I'm so thankful for the sponsors and the people who help, you know, with the vision to just plant positive seeds in the lives of others daily, because we have to plant something positive. Because once I do something for that person, I believe they will pay it forward for someone else.
That's right. That's right. That's a beautiful thing, because I think that's how it should be. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing to others, you know, and that's how it comes in full circle with everything and being pleasing to God. I love that.
That's right.
I think that's necessary, and it needs to be done a lot more, but we're getting there. But shout out to you for that. Yeah. And you're global. I love that. You didn't just keep it in a certain space. You know what I'm saying? You spread it all around. I love that.
It was important to me, because I wanted to locally do for my hometown and then globally for everyone else. Because, you know, you see that there, you know, when I went to Kenya, Africa in 2019, you get to live in another atmosphere. You get to see, you know, some things that you don't necessarily see when you're here. And so I learned that there was a need, and the nonprofit had enough sponsors that year to help them get things and get supplies that they need. So, you know, I just feel like if we all just, you know, help out and pour back in to others, that, you know, the world, you know, will be a better place. But it does take, like you said, one person, you know, doing something, and then a collective coming together. And so I'm really, really excited about everything that we've done. So we've done conferences, summits, we've done retreats.
Okay.
And we're coming into doing a monthly Resilient Queens mentoring. So it's amazing. And like I said, they can go check on plantingpositiveseeds.com to see, you know, the many things that we've been doing and some of the things that we have coming up.
Gotcha. Wow, that's amazing. I love that. I'm all about giving back, you know, like you said, pouring into others, you know. That's God, you know. He pours into us. So let's talk about you being a poet and a faith-based speaker. Where did it all begin? Was there anything that just sparked it, or it was just like, you know, I have something here, let me try this? So where did it all begin with that?
Wow. So it all began when I was sitting up in my room, and I was going through a lot. I said earlier, I felt misunderstood, and I really did, because I wanted to help people. I wanted to empower them. I had this just innate ability to just encourage people, or just had, you know, the right words to say, or just a listening ear to hear what they were saying. And that started when I was really, really young. And I think that it was very odd for some grown-ups and family members and people to be like, well, why is she so joyful? And she always happy. She encouraging folks all the time. But that was just who God had created me to be. I didn't, you know, I didn't really know that. I just knew that I just wanted to do it. And so when I was misunderstood, and then I attempted to commit suicide because of me being misunderstood, the Lord had come to me, and he said that my life, there was more for me to do, and that this was not the end of my life. You know, he gave me that healing gift, and he said that as I heal you, the words that you write for me will help to heal others. And so there was a journey that he had to heal me first. It had to filter through me. I had to go through. I had to be able to identify. I had to be able to express. And then I also had to listen, because not all of the situations were something that I was going through, but I had to be able to listen because I wanted to write with the reader in mind. Even as a 14-year-old, I wrote for the people who may pick up the poem. So once I started sharing them with other people, and the Lord highlighted people to say, share this with them, or let them read this. And I would go to class. I was in ninth grade and I would start letting them read them. And when they read them, they said, this sounds like my situation. Like, how you know what I'm going through? And I was like, you know, like the Lord know, you know what I'm saying? But so I just started to just be engaged in the gift, because 2 years prior, I was just writing in my journal, because here I had all these overwhelming feelings, and I was, you know, going through the feeling sad, or going through the feeling angry, going through trying to get boyfriends, or trying to, you know, one to date when you're a teenager and stuff like that. So I was living out these situations. And then it was like magically one day we were reading, you know, Maya Angelou and some different poems, and, you know, Romeo and Juliet doing the summits in school. And it's like God said, we gonna do poetry. And so poetry to me was just like, it was enough for you to get the message, but it was, you know, short enough for you to just be able to enjoy it in one reading. But I felt like I was writing novels, but those bars were like hidden because they were so relatable. Absolutely. To those who read them. And the poetry journey, it began.
I love the fact that you said, you listen to God, he said, as I heal you, your words will be there to heal others. Man, that's amazing. That's awesome. Yeah. And how has the journey? You've been doing it ever since.
Yes, I've been doing it ever since. But I want to say he changed me up, because, you know, I have 12 books to date. And so I have 5 poetry books and 1 spoken word CD with poetry on it. And so, but I said for so long, I was like, I'm just your poet. I'm just your poet. And then it was up until like maybe around 2015, he was like, you know, you are whoever I call you to be. And so that's when he started to venture me out into devotionals. Then I started doing workbooks, and then I did a children's book. And so I then had to just look up to heaven and say, I'm sorry for like overstepping. You know, thank you for putting me back in line, telling me who I am. You know, how can I say to the giver of the gifts that I'm just a poet? And so he opened me up to being able to relate to those who need it. And so I went back to the original, as I heal you, what you write for me, you'll help me to heal others. So everybody may not need the poetry book, but they may need the devotional.
That's right.
You know, some people may not need the self-help workbook, but they need the children's book because they have a child who needs to know about perseverance and awareness. And so I've been on this journey, and I'm excited about it, because from then until now, I have always loved to hear people say, this helped me, or you knew exactly how I felt, or this sounds like me. And I'm like, you know, to God be the glory, because I've just been listening. I never tried to do my own thing. And well, I can't say that. Let me say, when I did try to do my own thing, he corrected me, and I did what he asked me to do. And then that made me an international award-winning author, because I listened to what he said to do instead of doing it my own way.
Wow. That's amazing. I love it. So we're going to talk about your first piece, Conversations with God. This one.
Yes.
Tell us the writing concept behind that.
So the writing concept with Conversations with God was just having a conversation with like your dad, or just having a conversation, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, God, like him being able to talk to you about, you know, how he knows, you know, where you are, and that he understands where you are, and then you being able to just receive, and vice versa, have that conversation back and forth, and him giving you the encouragement that you need. And so that conversation is, you know, much needed here and now and today, always to have that 101, you know, with him. And so it's a beautiful conversation with just me and God, and or the reader and God.
Yes. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conversations with God by LaDonna Marie. Here we go.
Conversation with God. Reach out your hand, my child. I will be a mother to the motherless, a
Father to the fatherless, hold my hand. I will take you places you can only dream to go. Believe in me. Trust in me. Hold your head up and smile. For the days when you have no one on your side, you don't see me, but I'm there. When you cry, I see your tears. When you smile, it brings me joy. I see you, my child. I only want the best for you. Reach out your hand and hold my hand. I can take you places you can only dream to go. Put your hurt behind you. Push forward towards good and seek me. Hold your head up, my child. Hold your head up, my child, and walk with me. I love you, God.
Conversations with God. Wow, that was beautiful. It was real personal and it was real. Like real, like you said, just having a basic conversation like you're having it with your dad or, you know, someone that you love. Elaborate on that. After writing that, it had to have a certain feel, like after like writing your conversation out.
Yes. Well, for me, I felt like I was seen, that I was that no part of my life had gone unnoticed. Even in the poem, when it said, hold your head up and smile, like I see you and I only want the best for you. It's just like, if you're feeling like you're down, if you're feeling like, you know, woe is me or nobody notices me or I'm not making, you know, my imprint in the world. No, the Lord is saying, hey, I see you, you know, hold your head up, be who I've created you to be. And so, and push forward. So it's giving you those words of affirmation and saying, you know, like he told me, if nobody else validates you, I validate you. Yes. That was one of the things that he said for me. And so that conversation is just that encouragement for you to keep moving. You know, you getting that go ahead from your dad. And then also he's letting you know, like, I love you. I love you. So that you will have the strength that you need to push forward and go forward because I love you.
One of the most important statements that stood out to me, I think when you said, put your heart behind you, push forward towards good and seek me. That stood out to me really, 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 really hard. Like, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, because the Bible says that the heart is like deceitful. And so sometimes there can be some things that can really get you stuck because you feel a certain way or you're emotionally tied to a place and a time when the best thing to do is to forgive, to let it be put in the past so that you can move forward. And so when you put it behind you and you know, push forward towards the good, that means you're heading in a direction of growing, of moving, of walking, of going even though. And so you just have to understand that you can't stay stuck. And that's the thing, I think the original from it, you having that conversation is it's as enduring and encouraging for one-on-one on your individual path. Mm-hmm. And so what had you feel like you're going to be tied to a place and a time, you're giving yourself the okay to say, you know what? I know I was hurt. I know this didn't go right. You know, I got to move past. Mm-hmm. And so God is saying that same thing, you know, put it behind you, keep moving forward. Because essentially you have to forgive. You can't get stuck in a moment because you won't grow. So I love that, you know, you have to put things into perspective and we have to do what we need to do to be able to move forward. Because he never said that things weren't going to hurt us. It's just that you got to continue to move forward to get to the next place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I took it like almost as like a personal invitation as well. Like I'm letting you know, this is what I can do. This is what I already know, you know, so you have no worries. Cast everything on me. Believe in me. I got you. So we can get through this together. You know, that's what I got from belief, trust and confidence within yourself, because he has the confidence and the belief in us. So therefore, we should have the same, if not more within him.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about, let's go to your next one, because I'm excited.
Me too.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And your next one is called Strength of a Woman. Don't give them too much. Give them a little bit because they got to definitely hear this. I love this, the composition of this one.
So Strength of a Woman is just being able to know the strength that you have within you. being able to just take a reflective look at who you are and where you've been. And so that's all I'm going to give them because I love it.
Yes,
I love
that one too. All right, here we go, everybody. This is Strength of a Woman by LaDonna Marie. Let's go.
Strength of a Woman. I am she. I am she who have traveled a long way to learn me. See, the Bible states that greater is he that is in me, and I fully agree. Yet many tears and many years have helped to define the character that is me. See, I must admit, I've played the game hard. I've played the game fair. I've looked for loopholes that just weren't there. And through each challenge that I've faced, they have stretched my faith. They have strengthened my backbone. They have taught me integrity. And most importantly, what is proper self-care. So I am she who decided that I had to dig myself out of the hole. Yeah, the one I allowed others to place my emotions in a dungeon as they held the key. With vicious and fictitious words that one time were painful to my soul. So I began to learn the rules that I had all power and authority when it comes to me and the words that I receive. So I am she who rises from the trenches, proudly waving my flag, embracing the truth and all that I am, representing the strength of a woman that shows in my character, signifying I am better, not bitter. So words will no longer get the best of me, for I am she, representing the strength of a woman.
All right. Strength of a Woman. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. The biggest part I love about it is the simple fact you name everything that could combine and create your strength, you know, from the good, the bad. That's what strength is rooted from, actually. That's what I take from it, you know. So you can elaborate more on this composition.
Yeah, because it does, the good and the bad that we go through in life, it actually makes up who we are. Mm-hmm. It makes us to be, we have to go through to grow through. And I had to learn that because a long time, and when I was writing all these poems, the Lord had me keep going through lessons in my mind. So many of my titles have lessons in them or have the word lessons in them, because if you don't learn a lesson, you will go back through it. But Strength of a Woman is really talking about you building your character. It builds character and integrity, the things that you go through. And I know in the poem I talked about traveling a long way to learn who I was, or learn who you are as a woman. You've traveled through so many things and you had to learn things, and it didn't stop you where you were, but it built you to be who you are today. And so you just got to have that strength. I know even in the poem, it just talks about even being locked in the dungeon. I think we talked about,
that part and
people kind of having your feelings locked away, and you have to go back and retake and, you know, take those, because if you put yourself in a place where you allow people outside of you to, you know, kind of, you know, negotiate or tell you how to feel, or kind of, you know, they have you feeling a certain type of way, then anything outside of you, it controls you. But you have to be the one to control yourself. And so you got to take back your power. You got to take back, you know, that lesson, and you got to hold your head up and keep moving.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And because you said, I have all the power and authority.
You have the power and authority to, you know, to know what you receive. And so what you take, because like whatever people give out, I've learned you don't necessarily have to receive it. So just because they say something, or maybe something hurtful, or maybe something that you don't like, or they disagree with you, if as long as your mind is made up on what you believe, as long as you know who you are, what other people say is really none of your business. And so you don't have to receive every hurtful thing, or, you know, say negative thing that people put out. So yeah, you decide, you learn how to decide what to take on to yourself and what to receive.
Wow, that's amazing. That's true too, because because words are powerful. Words have power.
Yes.
they have power. Actually hurt and harm somebody, and the power of uplifting and loving and encouraging somebody at the same time. And I don't think a lot of people take that into significance sometime when they actually speak to people. But I like what you said, because you have to own the power that you have, not to receive.
And exactly.
Yeah, because that's real. Because if you receive it, that's like you're giving a little bit of yourself. You get giving in your power. Wow.
Exactly.
I never looked at it like that.
Oh my goodness. Listen, I learned that, and I'm glad that I was able to put that in a poem, because we have to, you know, the Bible says that our ear gates and eye gates are how things, you know, how things get into our subconscious. And so that's where we retain things. It's either if you've been and said something or you hear them with your ears. And so, like you said, words, you know, if they're not used in the right way, words can harm and words can help. And so that's why planting positive seeds, we do that with the nonprofit, and even learning what you receive to you, you have to. I wrote a poem, I know, in one of my books called Your Words. And I talked about how those words can tear a person down. Wow. And you have to, like, no longer give people that authority. And so even in this poem, just saying, listen, you got to learn how to guard yourself, guard what you hear, and guard what you take in.
That's right. And pretty much guard yourself.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Wow. That's amazing. That's why I love that one so much. It hits you on so many different levels, and it makes you actually sit back and think about, you know, I can control what I really receive.
Exactly. You can.
I can really control it. Yes, you can. And it's a benefit for you to be able to do that. What book was that poem in that you just said?
That one was in Lessons Shatter Pieces Being Restored.
Okay.
And so that was one of the poems in that. That book was powerful book. That was a very, very powerful book, because it talked about, you know, even when you go through things, you can be restored. Mm-hmm. No matter what you've gone through. But a lot of that God had me to focus on. I always meet people where they are, and then build them up to where they can be, with actions, right actions taken.
Absolutely.
And so that poem I know I put in there was called Your Words. And at the beginning of it, it was just meeting that person where people were spewing out so much negativity and hateful things. But by the end of it, it was like, I done learned who I am.
Absolutely.
You know, I have learned that your words will no longer have any power to grip me. But it takes time learning who you are and your strength. It takes you learning your strength, and you have to know who you are. Back to saying that, and I know that's a lesson that I teach. I have two boys, and I'm always speaking to them as a mother. I don't try to be the dad. As a mother, as a single mother, I try to speak to the king in them.
That's right.
Ooh. And so they'll know who they are in an uplifting way. And so words are very powerful.
Yes. Not to veer off too much, what is your take on, I understand, receiving words from others, but the words that we tell ourselves?
Oh, now see, we are, the voice that you hear the most is your voice. And so you do have to become positive. You do have to watch what you say, because half of the things that you internalize is you in your own mind. So I would always say, sometimes, even when I was learning how to overcome things in my life, there was a battle for the outside environment, the enemy, and the inner me.
Ah.
And so I had to make sure in using, you know, negativity, then once I let the people around me, you know, also my environment, you know, what they believed, what they said, traditions, this, that, and the other, and then the inner me, that which I was fighting against, that, you know, trying not to believe what other people say. So once I began, you know, once we began to work on our self-talk, and I talk a lot about that too, our self-talk, in my self-help workbook called Rebuilding Fragments, correcting our self-talk, what we say to ourselves, what story are we telling ourselves? How do we love on ourselves? How do we speak to ourselves? I talk to myself in the mirror, because for so long, when I felt misunderstood about what people were saying outside of me, it got to a place where I had to say, this is not going to work. I have to change it. So I started with Bible verses, of course, but then affirmations. I had affirmations. I would get up and say, I am smart. I am intelligent. I am beautiful. You know, I am successful. Whatever I needed to say to build up in me whatever was missing, or to create or to manifest, for things to manifest that which I wanted to see. And so what other people say is harmful, but it's harmful to the point only if you believe it. And so that's the problem. I said, you have authority over what you receive. So if you're saying something negative to me, and even though it's hurtful, if I don't believe it and I don't receive it, then it's my responsibility to change those words, or, you know what I'm saying, what I say and what I speak over myself.
Absolutely.
And so it's dual, but we just have to be positive all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely. Regardless of what circumstances may be or what anybody else may say, you know, you have to be positive. Self-help, self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-love.
Self-love. There we go. Yes, self-love. All right, we're going to move on to the last one. Sound the trumpet, sound the trumpet. What's the concept behind this one?
Sound the trumpet is, now you have made it to a place where you're more confident in, you know, who you are and whose you are, and then in speaking what you believe. And so you're able to, quote unquote, actually sound the trumpet. You're able to speak those things out. You're able to show it in a different way, get, you know, in your confidence. And so it's amazing. Let's listen to it. I can't wait to hear it again.
Yes, yes. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sound the Trumpet by LaDonna Marie.
Sound the trumpet. Sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Let the words flow from my thoughts to my pen that he speaks. Filled with provisions and promises that repeat over and over again in his word. In Isaiah 55 and 11 states that the word from my mouth will not come back void. So sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. I'm seeking his presence. My heart seeks his face for guidance and wisdom, aligning my path with his ways. The Bible states, for his thoughts are not my thoughts, neither his ways are my ways. So as we go through, it is all designed, for he goes before us and makes our crooked path straight. So sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. And the Bible states that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. According to your faith. Sound the trumpet.
Sound the trumpet, sound the trumpet, sound the trumpet. Vocals, vocals, vocals. I love this one because you talk about the power of being vocal, but yet you give scripture references as well as to talk about it. Mm.
So sound the trumpet comes in like sound the trumpet, sound the alarm, let the words of my mouth, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, now here I am, I'm speaking that which I believe. And I know like one of the lines in there says, let the words flow from my thoughts to my pen that he speaks. And so I'm listening to what he says, because this is what people need to hear. I know another line in there talks about his words are not our words and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And that's Isaiah 55 and 11. I quote that all the time. And that's because we have to understand that sometimes the way we see things is not the way that God sees things. So this whole poem is, like we said from the beginning, it's this now new confidence that you have in what you know and how you studied to show yourself approved, how you tweak different things in your character, how you did what you need to do to become the new you, the new creature. You have new knowledge. You have new understanding. You have new wisdom. Yes. And so now you're able to sound that trumpet confidently. You're able to just stand up, stand firm on what you believe. And another, I know another line says, I'm seeking his presence and my heart seeks his face. And because you want to not just seek his hands for what he can do for you, but that's you're right. seeking his presence, because the presence is so much more powerful. And so it's that new knowledge for me.
Yeah, that's real good. The perspective, the concept of that. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Really true, plain text. Like, this is just what it is. You know, walking in your confidence and your wisdom of the new you.
Right, yeah.
Be proud of your growth, you know, be proud of your growth and what God has actually done for you, you know, not through you, actually, you know. And I like the fact that you say of the words that you hear from him, that he speaks to you.
It's exactly.
not nothing that I'm doing. I'm just the messenger.
Exactly. Listen, I've always said that to others, that I'm the vessel, because I never wanted to, you know, take the glory.
Yeah.
I never wanted to. And that started when I was younger. And so it's like, I'm the vessel. I'm gonna say it. He's gonna speak it to me, and I'm gonna write it. That's just the way it's always been. And I do have another one called I'm the Vessel.
Okay. How many tracks are on your EP?
So there are 12 tracks on the EP. I'm so amazing. I had this amazing producer. He's my brother. We met maybe between 2012 and 13. Mm-hmm. He was doing music. I was doing poetry at the time. And then we just was like, let's see what magic we can make together. And so the Lord came to me and said, listen, these poems, they don't need to be in a book, because I'd already probably written about 3 poetry books. He was like, nope, these need to be spoken, because, you know, the spoken word is just like, it needs to be heard. Mm-hmm. And I was all for it. And I worked with Jonathan Kelly. He produced it. Oh, he just mixed and mastered it, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. The CD actually was nominated for 4-time Rhythm of Gospel Awards nominee. Came in Special Event CD of the Year, Special Event R&P Song of the Year, Special Event Instrumental Artist of the Year, and Spoken Word Artist of the Year in 2015. And I was just amazing, because when I started this, I just wanted to be obedient that these poems were to be heard and not written down. Wow. Because when I spoke them out, I spoke them with the fire and the power that I felt it. And so that's what needed to be in the eardrums of the people that were listening. Every time I listened to it, I mean, I listened to it a couple times before this interview, because mm-hmm. I just wanted to still be in the flow. And they're still as powerful today as they were then, because they're not time conscious.
There you go.
But therefore, you know, they meet people where they are, because it can be someone now that needs that strength of a woman. You know, it can be somebody now that really needing that conversation with God to just pour out their heart or to hear him love on them. And so I'm thankful that I was able to do this CD.
Talk about the both of you all did the creation of it. What'd you say, the magic we can make?
Yeah.
After the magic was created, how did you feel? Like, what was that feeling like?
I was like, wow. I was amazed, because it was almost to me like God was continuing to stretch me, because here I was again just thinking, I don't know how this gonna go, but I'm gonna do it anyway. You know, right. Like, I'm gonna obey. You said, no, put these in no books. So I'm not going to put them in a book. But I was totally amazed just to actually do the CD, the EP, and then come back, like I said, the year later, and now it's been nominated, you know, with all these people, and they're gospel singers and everyone. We all we were in Birmingham, you know, we were in Alabama, and I was here at this place, and, you know, my name is up on the, you know, the podium and things, and I'm like, wow. And so I was just amazed, because I truly want the talents and the gifts that God has given me to reach the people that he intends for them to reach. Like I said, you know, when I started writing, I wrote for the reader. Even when I spoke these poems, I wanted the listener just to, you know, saying, sit back, relax, and kind of go with the flow of whatever they needed. And so it could meet them where they were, because we all are on different journeys. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing, you know, ever since then. It even ran on a couple radio stations. You know, I had people who, you know, put them on their stations, some gospel stations in some different places. And so it had a good run. And so I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be able to be here to reintroduce it to those listeners and just for them to check it out and see what it's about. Because I promise you, you'll love it. And I'm not just saying that, but you'll love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we love everything that we've heard thus far, which is making us hungry, or making me hungry for more. So I want more, I want more, I want more. And I know my listeners yes. do too. Yes, I know they
awesome.
Do.
Awesome.
I know they do too. We have come to a closure point. I want you to take us out of here in your own way, form, or fashion, encourage, empower, like you've been doing the whole show.
Awesome. Listen, it comes so naturally, but I'm thank God for any opportunity I get to share, because this is who I was at the age of 14. I've always been that, you know, lover of people to encourage them, because I never want, you know, anyone to feel like I feel. So to the listeners out there, I just want you to know that you are tailor-made. You are an original, and I want you to be who you've been created to be, to, you know, test out your gifts and open up the doors that God has given you to walk through, and just shine bright in whatever gift, whatever talent, any way that you can. Just believe in yourself and believe in the gift that you were given, because there are people that are waiting on you to stand up in whatever you've been called to do, because you have a purpose. Be who you've been created to be and discover the champion in you.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. If you don't mind, tell everybody where they can find you. You have social media. Is your EP on any platform?
Yes, it's on it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, so you can go out there and my name in there, LaDonna Marie, and it'll come up. Also get it from my website, from LaDonnaMarie.org. The MP3s are on there, and CDs, or I can still ship CDs off, I have some. And so yeah, you can go out there and type in LaDonna Marie Conversations with God, and you can find it out there. Once again, I'm located on my website, www.LaDonnaMarie.org. You can go to the shop page, just look around and see all the great and amazing things I've been, you know, I've been doing. If I was to go on about all this stuff that God has graced me to do, we'll be here all look until the afternoon. Okay. The morning is good, but we'll be here to the afternoon. I'm also on Instagram. If there's some Instagrammers out there, you can find me under I am LaDonna Marie _. If you're on Twitter, it's LMB _poetry. And on my business page on Facebook is LaDonna Marie Books.
Wow.
So thank you again.
Thank you so much. Lord, we thank you so much for being here today. You have blessed us. And I love your energy and your confidence within you. That in itself is an inspiration to me. And I know it's an inspiration to the listeners too. So, you know, I thank God for your life, your gift, and your journey and your path. It's necessary and needed, seriously. But thank you so much. Wish you many, 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 many more journeys. Everything that your heart desires. And we will continue to keep following up with this queen right here. Y'all go out there, go get her books. She's a multi award-winning author. Yeah, 12, you said 12 books and 5 poetry?
Yeah, 12 books. And I have about 13 to 15 that I've co-authored. So it's about 30 pieces of work out there. Many more to come until, you know, God says do something else.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll go out here and support, and just actually stay connected to this powerful, powerful queen right here. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more music for your soul.
Good morning. This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. I want to recognize all of you that are out here doing your own thing. Queens, there are so many of us that have many different talents and run small businesses that we know about, and then there are some that we don't know about. However, if you have a small business, advertise it a little more. We need to start supporting each other. Let's build each other up, support each other, and spread the word so that others can support us as well. There have been times that I may not use or buy what a person is selling, but it's nothing wrong with planting a seed and watching it grow. What do I mean by that? Well, if it's something I can't use, or if a person is selling something and it's not for me, I've given a small donation. Look, guys, every little bit counts. If not a donation, you can support them by spreading the word about their business, and that would help them as well. So let's help another queen. Queens helping queens, right? Let's do this.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, sing.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm.
Just want to tell you,
Lord.
Thank you so much, Queen LaDonna, for blessing us. Thank you, Angie. Sis, I love you. Thank you for supporting Queen's Her Story Month. I just want to say, know that you are created on purpose for a purpose. Your creator loves you, and I do too. Do something. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. We hope you enjoy the show just as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Continue to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on LJDN Radio. But we have more. Stay tuned for Lena's Love Songs at 11 a.m. right here. Get your heart right. Get your soul right. Let's go.